This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 24. Vices are the basis of sin. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Reflecting on Jesus' words here, people have sometimes thought, if I'm going to be flagged for adultery by lusting after someone, why not have some fun and go ahead with adultery, all at the same cost? But that wasn't Jesus' point. Lust is a vice. Vices are evil tendencies and desires. They're wrong and must be combated daily. Vices are sinful motives, and when we let them control our hearts and minds, they lead us to sin. And the sins they lead us to cause greater harm than the vice itself. So lust is a vice that can lead to the far more sinful act of adultery. Adultery is far worse because it has worse consequences. Thinking about having sex with someone may have a negative effect on the character of the one who is lusting. But any non-marital sex affects the sinner and others deeply. It has the potential to break a marriage or to make a future marriage begin with suspicion. Not all sins are the same. Some have minor consequences. Others have far greater consequences. Jesus was hardly suggesting that since we have broken one law, we should feel free to break more. He was showing that the desire that leads to sin is itself sinful and needs to be addressed. Pray with me. Forgive us, Lord, for our sinful thoughts and desires. Help us daily to fight off the evil desires that tempt us. We pray in the name of Christ, who was like us but did not sin. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.